Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Dead from a parallel universe. Just go with it, it's parallel universe. Dead from a parallel universe at the King's North Industrial Estate on the Who Peninsula in, wait for it, Kent. We present a clear-throated, tuneful sound. One of the numerous Doctor Who podcasts readily available for avid consumption. I'm Karl Lagerfeld. And joining me is Tom Selleck and Mr. John Wayne. Hey. And it's time to singe our digits and unclog our number two pipes as we race across the hot coals that is Inferno Epsethalith. So I did a backwards parallel universe intro.
Good.
Clear-throated and tuneful sound. Yeah. Quite happy when I wrote that. Hello, everyone. It's time for episodes 4 and 5
Lovely.
Of Doctor Who Inferno. But before that, Paul, yes, what was on television that day? What allowed me to tell you? Oh, I've got giddy.
Oh, no.
By the way, Paul.
Yes.
Love the show.
Oh, thank you. What about
love
you, Tom?
Love the show.
You like it as well?
Adore it.
Yeah, we both like the show so much. When you sleep with it. Sorry, sleep with me.
Fine.
All right. It's episode 4, so it's the 30th of May, 1970.
Okay.
Yeah, and Slim Pickles on TV, and it's pretty much the same as every fucking thing else from the week before.
Hey, are we learning French again?
We are starting at 10 a.m. with S'il vous plaît,
hey,
an invitation to speak as a French.
Bonjour.
After that, Wie bitte, German for the beginners. Then, cricket.
Oh.
Cricket at 5 past 11, the Gillette Cup.
Which
goes on to 1 o'clock.
The best a man can...
Best a man can gup. Stump.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet that game was a close shave.
Oh,
oh, that's good. Let's do a bit... chinny reckon. I don't know what that means. The ashes. Ashes. The rashes from...
Rash, yes.
From shaving
rashes.
With cricket.
Blade... No.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
No, hang on.
Blade Runner. I think we've said that.
Yeah, we've covered all that.
Yeah.
Googlies. Shave your googlies. Male strippers shave their googlies.
Leg before thicket.
Good. Leg before thicket.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Goatee.
Go to the tee. There's not a tee, is there, in cricket?
No.
So never played, did you play cricket when you were youngs?
Mm-hmm. Only because I had to.
Yeah, same. Did you play?
I don't like cricket. I don't like people who like cricket.
I 100% concur.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like that with every sport.
Yeah,
that's my
yeah.
thing. So I don't have my in.
Mm. I also don't like people who say, I don't like cricket. I love it. I thought that's what you were going to do.
Oh,
I was
no.
going to be like, Tom, I'm so upset with you.
But no,
you
no.
You
Tom wouldn't do that.
Tom's perfect.
Tom would do that.
Exactly.
Who's the most famous cricket?
Jiminy Cricket.
Is it Mike Gatting?
Wasn't it?
Was it the man who says Mike Gatting?
Jeffrey
Boycott. He's all.
I'm the proper Yorkshire.
Yeah, proper Yorkshire.
He was another brass eye person, wasn't he? He was in the same video as the other guy.
And here we see Mike Gatting. Who was that? There was a commentator.
Who was the one who said about getting his leg over Willy or something?
Ooh.
His Willy over leg.
I don't know.
His Willy in the man's mouth.
Gordon Kaye?
Ejaculated in his throat.
Gordon Kaye.
Yeah,
Gordon Kaye.
Who was the one who was on They Think It's All Over? David Gower.
Who was the one who was on? That's not becoming. Who was the one who was in that thing that was on? Yeah, I didn't like cricket. I used to remember standing on the field and the cricket ball hurtling towards me.
Yeah.
And my teacher going, catch it! And I'm going, fuck off!
Yeah.
And I just step out the way.
I was in the face by a cricket ball once. Oof. Very painful.
I was once in front, holding the bat and knocking the ball away.
Well, so far, he seems to know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Don't blind us with science, Tom.
Come on.
I didn't know what I was doing. I just like that.
You hold it by the wrong end.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to hit it with the handle.
Our sports teacher went, that was the best batting I've ever seen.
Oh,
and
wow.
From then on, I was like, there's no skill in cricket. Because I just was amazing. Mm. But like, and it was only luck. I would have been awful the next time.
So it wasn't like a natural God-given gift.
No, it was me going, I don't want to, just like trying to get the ball away. I'm like, I don't like it. But the fact that I could be mistaken for being good at cricket
That's
made
amazing,
me think.
Yeah.
I remember there was that one where there was the comedian who stood in front of an Ewok. It was a leg before wicket.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That.
Yeah. You can't. So cricket. No, we all didn't like
cricket.
Didn't like cricket.
We'll never talk about cricket again.
Well, don't worry, because after the cricket ended, the fucking grandstand started.
Oh, for goodness sake!
From 1 o'clock till quarter past five, it was grandstand, bloody grandstand, and quarter past five again, Doctor Who, Inferno Part Four. There is a riot for you all. Yeah. In a parallel world, the drilling project is about to penetrate the Earth's crust. The Doctor, arrested as a spy, is unable to convince his captors of the dangers that face them.
Well, again.
Yeah, it's pretty much on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's like, the fox egg is going to... You know, and they're like, what?
What's going on?
Yeah. Mm. And what was on after that? Of course, it was a Debbie Reynolds show.
Hey!
Because, you know, we're on a regular Saturday here now.
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds show. And it says for this, there's no accounting for her actions. Well, there must be some accounting for her actions.
She's lawless.
Sounds like The Reckoning all over again.
Yeah. One episode where she just murders a choir.
Yeah.
And then, well, there's no accounting for her actions,
sorry.
I'm afraid.
Just happened. You know,
she like fills a volcano with porridge. You know, like, what are you going to do, Italian police? Well, there's just no account. There's no accounting for her actions. She gets away with anything.
She's a Princess Leia's mum.
She's a Princess Leia's mum. She's from a space. After, of course, that the Debbie Reynolds show was Dad's Army.
Yay!
Dad's Army.
This is a whole new. This is exciting. Yeah. Fresh out the box, Dad's Army.
Wow. And this one's called War Dance.
Oh.
And it says this: the platoon boost morale with a dance. That's that episode.
Yeah. But it was Morris dancing around a maypole.
Oh, it's
very nice.
Like that, but the maypole's a rocket somehow.
Jones gets tied up in the thing.
Do you think that's wise? Any concentric circles in maypole? I don't like may up them.
Wilson, you stupid Wilson.
Stupid
cunt.
Bastard cunt. Sort of thing. Yeah.
All makes sense.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And that one, of course, at the beginning, the opening sequence, the arrows dance as well. So it's drum and bass. Mr. Whitney. Nah. No idea what I'm doing
there. That gets a laugh. If you watch the originals of the Black and White series, the arrows get a big laugh.
Right.
Because you forget it's meant to be sort of a joke.
Well, because they back off, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're scared. Yeah. Arrows. Yes. Arrows get a big laugh.
I'll tell you what didn't get a big laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
The remake film. That didn't get a laugh.
Yeah, they get that didn't get several laughs.
There's been so many, I think, because so there's lots of Pikes, because they've remade it like four times. They did like the remake, drama. Yeah. To my mind, the best Pike is friend of the show, Kieran Hodgson, does a very good Ian Lavender.
Oh, okay.
What did he do? Did he do it in the Lost Tapes or something?
He did it in, I think, the dramatization where, who was, it was... John Sessions.
Yes, he did it during the production of Macbeth. Ruined it.
Very confusing.
It was very good.
Yeah, and you had Tom Rosenthal did it as well, and then you had Blake Harrison as well. So you've had lots of different
Blake Harrison was in the film.
You could have a whole... Then Nick Fury comes out and goes, I'm building an army of Pikes. Yeah. You're going to be one of the Pikes.
I'm building an army of Croft and Perry sitcoms.
Yeah.
to stop an invasion of the aliens.
Well, Croft and Perry porridge.
Clement Refrain.
No,
apologies.
The
You'd have had Rene from Alolo with Anna Ring. You'd have had Captain Peacock. Captain Peacock, the British Peacock. Captain America, of course.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Mrs. Slocum.
Mrs. Slocum would be Black Widow.
Would be Black Widow. Oh, my pussy.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
The like,
yeah. Arthur English is the Hulk.
John Inman is Ant-Man.
Yeah. I'm small. Yeah. I'm tiny.
Where's he gone? Oh, your bum.
Yeah.
Straight up the bum. And then he gets bigger again.
Horrible.
Lieutenant Gruber.
Yeah.
He could be, I don't know, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Because the Winter Soldier was
just
Russian,
him
wasn't
a little tank.
Oh, of course,
Yeah. My God.
Captain Peacock, I did not know how you look good. You look in latex.
Yeah. You can have the drunk Punter Judy man from Heidi High. Oh, Who's he going to be?
Iron Man.
With his port red nose.
Yeah.
Last thing you see before the suit closes.
And you'd have had Kenneth Connor.
Yeah.
From a lower low.
Uh-huh. With his dicky ticker.
He could also be Iron Man because he needed the metal thing.
Oh, of course.
Dicky ticker.
Dicky ticker. Oh, my God. It's all there.
Then none of Dr. Beeching because no one
watched it.
Yeah. I know all that. Every now and again, I go on the Wikipedia page for Dr. Beeching and add a new verse to it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You add a new verse.
Yeah, because it's, oh, Dr. Beeching, what have you done? There once were lots of trains to catch, but soon there will be none. I have to buy a bike because I can't afford a car. Oh, Dr. Beeching, what a naughty man you are. And then so I'll add one about like how she has to go for a wee behind a hedge or something because...
Oh, Dr. Beeching, you are quite the card.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Beeching, I see you're rather hard of hearing.
Tom, to quote Fiddler's Three, you are a dark horse.
Yeah.
You're a dark horse.
It's a lot of fun.
How many have you done? Like 58?
Yeah, there's a few, and they always get taken down after about like 2 years. And they go back.
For a while,
after 2 years.
There was a Roger Waters album called Radio Chaos, I think.
Yeah.
And for a while, on my lunch breaks, I used to go in and add different people that worked on the album. So for a while, I had Arthur Mallard and Hilda Baker work on it. And that was there for a good few months.
Yeah.
Got taken down. That's always fun.
I'm just going to see if it's still up. That is the... talk amongst yourselves.
For a while, the Spice World, the movie Wikipedia page, listed Michael Barrymore as pool attendant.
No.
Yeah, for a long time.
Oh, my God.
And the Benny Hill page, his photo was his Madame Tussauds waxwork for ages. And there was one of... Was it Des Lynam's one? Was a picture of him cleaning his car?
Cleaning his car.
Yeah,
I don't have any signals, so you just have to.
We'll take
imagine.
It as red.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not pause the podcast and go and have a look?
Yeah, why not?
I don't mean you. I mean people at home.
Yeah. People at home can have a look, see if it's there.
Yeah,
nice. That's fun. Did you have a look? That's a lot of fun.
Oh, they can't tell us.
They can't. Yeah.
Did you enjoy that? We did.
Yeah, we did. Anyway, so that was Dad's Army.
Covered.
Yeah, that was Dad's Army. After that was It's the Roy Castle Show.
Oh, lovely.
With guests Shirley Bassey and Ted Rogers.
That's such a good
thing. What do you reckon Ted did?
3, 2, 1. Wasn't he a comedian before he was a game show host?
In the loosest of terms.
Yeah.
He was always 3, 2, 1. Hairy chest matted medallion. He was always like, oh, he's with these dolly birds.
Yeah.
So it would have been a lot of that.
Love that.
Really?
Yeah.
Roy Castle wouldn't like it.
I bet he smelt of like loads of cologne.
Blue Stratos.
Yeah. Roy Castle.
Watney Brown Ale.
Roy Castle. People be sleeping on Roy Castle.
They do be.
Because the man
was posting cringe.
An incredibly talented all-rounder.
He's an all-rounder.
Oh my God. He was the Sammy Davis Jr. of the UK.
Yes.
He really was.
Yeah.
But no one talks about him like that.
He's very good at carrying on the Khyber.
Yeah.
He's very good in carrying up the coast.
Very good.
Yeah. Also very good in Doctor Who and the
Honey Monster.
Yes.
And the Honey Doctor. Tell him about the Daleks, mummy.
Henry McGee is his keeper.
Yeah, Henry McGee is a doctor. Why?
He's the bit in Return of the Jedi when the Honey Monster dies, he's the one that cries.
Yeah.
With a loincloth and an eye patch.
Yeah.
Why?
That actor's in Chalk, that actor.
Yeah.
He's got one eye, hasn't he?
He's also Sarge from Morningside.
Oh, he's in everything, that guy. He's like shit in the field on his knees and everything. Yeah. Sorry, it's a real definite expression.
That's good.
He's shit in the field. Yeah.
But I just want to say that Roy Castle was wonderful. And because we're British, we're too embarrassed to sort of celebrate these people.
And he did that tap dance outside BBC TV.
He did.
And that's brilliant piece of nostalgia TV, isn't it?
Also, like, absolutely, the way things have gone, you would almost now, if you were cynical, be like, all right, what skeletons are in Roy Castle's closet? None.
Nothing.
Lovely
at all.
Man. Just a lovely man.
The only thing is in there is charity work he didn't even know he did.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what's in his cupboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because what we've got now, who dance around TV centre now? David Walliams dressed as a swan, kicking children's faces
out. We're too cynical. The BBC has become a too cynical organisation to do that sort of thing.
It has. It should just be joyful.
Children
imagine
need
if he was
now
around
just
now,
bad.
Castle. He'd be so in Strictly, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, he'd be hosting it.
He'd be hosting it, wouldn't he?
And every day at the start of every show, he'd do a little dance.
Do a trumpet. Oh. He'd get his trumpet out as well.
Oh, yeah.
He started off.
He's a great drummer as well, Roy Castle.
He's a great drummer.
What?
He's a great farmer.
Him and Russ Abbott do
he's
a great
campanologist.
Sketch. It's not a great comedy sketch, but him and Russ Abbott do a sketch where they played like really good drums.
Doesn't he do a thing where he gets someone to hold like a tenor and then he drums on the tenor?
I think so, yeah.
On like
what,
Pavarotti?
Pavarotti's
get off me!
Yeah, Enrico Palazzo.
He could do everything. He was a good stenographer.
Yeah.
Oceanographer. Spoke 98 languages.
I think in those days... Sorry, we'd be boring.
Most people were all-rounders, though.
They were all-rounders. You had to be.
Yeah. Brucey was an all-rounder, we forget.
Yeah.
Brucey could not sing,
couldn't dance.
Yeah. He was a bad joke teller.
Yeah. Wasn't funny. Was not funny. Was slightly scary to look at for more than 10 seconds.
look like something.
Who you bloody mean?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. Jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. Yes. Did that stop him?
He's the anti Roy Castle.
Yeah. He is.
He played golf a lot. Was he any good? No.
No, not at all.
Not at all. No. He used to throw the ball.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
I bet he had shit on everybody.
Oh,
he strikes me as the type.
Bruce had a black book.
Yeah.
That was going down.
Okay, my black book.
You going to watch Price is Right this week? No, not Price is Right. Can't play cards right? Oh, that's a shame if the papers found out about you and that boy.
Yeah.
You could just have to die at the Palladium next month. I'm rather not. Oh, well, really. Let me just get my book out.
It's all right,
4th of September 1953. Anderson Shelter. Pekingese dog. You don't go any further. And suddenly, Sister Wendy's like, oh, I'll do it then. Even though she's too early for that reference.
What's Sister Wendy going to do at the Palladium?
She does a ventriloquist act with God. Oh, wow. She comes on with God, a little puppet. Yeah. Wow. And of course, you can't see anything because God's everywhere.
Of course.
That's how she gets away with it.
Nice.
And she's like, hello, this is God. He's like, you stink. She's like, come on, God, don't be such
Stop
a shit.
It. No, sorry. Come on.
Don't say that in front of all the lovely boys
that,
and girls.
God. You stink, you do.
Spit the God.
Spit the God. I hate that denomination. Massive spit, which is a big bucket they used to throw.
Yeah.
KY. Everyone,
Sal Esters in the first 20 episode, rows.
Yeah, I mean, there's a brilliant shot of Prince Charles covered in it. And Sister Wendy said, oh, awfully sorry, your highness, but it's God.
Yeah, he can do anything, can he?
Yeah, I'll put him in this case and I exist everywhere, you bitch.
Get back
so
in
I'm in the case and at the case.
She sounds like, more like a possessed.
Like, you're a head case.
Big Sister laugh. Wendy and the Exorcist Child.
Sister Wendy and the Exorcist Child. Yeah. Well, she toured it when she did her blue show.
Yeah. Your mother sucks cocks in Hull.
And of course, it doesn't matter where she went. She was abroad. Your mother sucks cocks in Helsinki.
Yeah.
It was always
there. Always
she always did a always joke worked. For the crowd that she
but
was
what
with.
They meant was Rod Hull.
Yeah.
They meant it sucks
in Rod Hull.
Yeah,
what
happened
to Rod Hull again, though?
What?
Didn't he fall up?
He fell off.
Roy Hudd fell up. Roy Hudd
Sister Wendy fell through.
Sister Wendy fell through, but through and through. Yeah.
She,
in concentric circles forever,
she
like
went
a Catherine wheel.
Glass ceiling.
Yeah,
she did.
She
yeah.
Glass
well, that's where
ceiling.
God lives, isn't it? Mm. Look up the glass ceiling. Can you see God's bummo?
Well, that was her opening act. That was her opening line.
Yeah, that was her opening line. Do you want to see God's bubble? They'd be like, no.
Hooray!
There's a big no.
All the kids in the front row, yay!
Yeah. Go on then, have to get this big paper mache pulsing anus out, which they made on Blue Peter once.
Yeah,
John Noakes jumped through it and set it on fire.
They could have had Roy Castle.
Anyway, that was the Roy Castle show. Yeah. After that was a man called Ironside. By Curious Ironside. In episode A Matter of Love and Death.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes, Ironside tracks down a slippery abortionist.
What? Was he like covered in KY?
Ironside tracks down a slippery abortionist.
Okay.
So many horrible.
So many red flags.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Born slippy. Not born
slippery.
Slippery
because yeah. not.
Not born slippy.
Not yeah. covered in.
Yep.
No. Slippery
no,
as in.
No, good luck.
Sorry. Born slippery.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, that was BBC One. That was BBC One.
We're so in deep with everything. I wonder if this is legible to anyone.
Yeah. I'm wondering if soon it'll just be us listening and doing this.
That was always my intention.
Yeah,
to be
yeah.
honest.
Fine,
I mean, if you're all right with that.
So now the theme tune to A Man Called Einstein is Lager, 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 Lager.
Born slippery, yeah.
Yeah.
There was nothing else on BBC One that day, so we'll cut the countdown. BBC Two, however, started at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
We started the cinema again with My Sister Eileen. Mm. This is the film.
My sister Eileen.
She
knows what I mean. Because we both speak the same language.
Our teeth are so clean. We are cycling.
We're also mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit of light and shade there.
Yeah.
This is My Sister Eileen, a gay, lively musical set in Ohio.
No. Oh.
There you go. No more info, I'm afraid.
Fair enough.
After that wonderful piece of Saturday cinema closed down, of course.
Of course, knackered.
Wakes back up.
Yeah.
For Gardener's World again.
Hey.
It's Gardener's World. It's 10 to 8. It's Gardener's World. Live from the Priory.
Really? Wow, this is going back to his breakdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've only got a pot plant in here.
They've stopped me exotic dancing because I was scaring all the guests.
They've stopped me taking my special tablets. Jesus. I'm growing my own herb. That's, Life in the Priory. Surely not.
Wow.
After that was A Year in the Life. A Year in the Life. Fame and fortune in pop. Who will get a career in the hit parade? And who will be left with dashed hopes? So it's like a documentary.
Oh, right, good.
So it'll be like, hi, I'm Brian, and this is my group, The Snails. We're going to be number one. And then laugh out of the light. And you never got to number one. No, he didn't. No.
Well, that's the kind of thing that Bob Mills would watch in Debbie and Medina, wouldn't
yes,
he?
Yes, absolutely. I quite like to have seen that. A Year in the Light. What's the noise going on in the other studio?
Next door.
Oh, yeah, that might be from the hit parade.
Yeah, it might be Brian and the Snails.
Oh, Brian and the Snails. They're like, oh, we got a mention.
Yeah.
You know what they'd call their first album? Escargot.
Oh,
lovely.
Nice.
Yeah. Lovely.
Or shell. Something to do with shells.
Yeah.
Shell.
Yeah, shell suits, but they're in suits.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Shells on.
Yeah.
Suits made of shells?
Shelley, and then just all playing around Huel Bennett, who's on the sofa.
Right. Yeah. Who's dressed as a conch.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Mollusk.
He's unconscious.
Mollusk something.
Never mind the mollusk.
Never mind the mollusks.
Never mind the mollusks.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brian and the Snails.
It's Brian and the Snails. Well, at number four this week, it's Brian and the Snails.
So sad about to Brian, though.
Slug your one.
Yeah. What happened to him?
Ring of salt.
Brian was found in the garden covered in salt.
Yeah.
He lived as he died, covered in salt.
Yeah.
Strange man.
Yeah.
Strange man. Any other cabbages?
Wasps eat snails, don't they?
Do they?
So,
yeah.
Snails?
Oh, they're bad, aren't they?
How did they get to them? Because they retreated to their natural castles.
I think
they're royal castles.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of slugs. Maybe the
slugs are homeless snails, of course.
What did the slug say to the snail? Big issue, sir?
Oh, nice.
Nice little joke, isn't it?
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Give us your money, you cunt. Is that what the slug said?
Yeah.
Snails wouldn't have currency, would they?
What would happen if you found a slug and put a snail's house on it?
I think he would get quite hoity-toity very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be running around the garden. Ooh, what did you do?
Nouveau riche.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is Doreen.
It's that lotto lout.
Yeah. They'd have a little, I'm trying to get at, no, I can't remember. So I'm stop.
You were kind of mimicking, doing some of a cough test.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if the slugs, the nouveau riche slugs, they'd have like a little Coca-Cola bottle cap, but that'd be the swimming pool.
They'd all
be lounging around it like, oh, have you seen all the shit around the back that they like? Because that's what they
eat. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they eat shit, but I don't think they would.
They eat plants and stuff,
they
don't
sort
they?
Of, they don't really have mouth snails. They have
their tongue, isn't their tongue their
it's
foot?
It's a rasping thing, and they're also male and female, the snail.
Bloody woke.
And when,
bloody woke snails.
And if they meet, they then decide betwixt them who's going to become male, who's going to become female.
It's like when you're in prison.
In Wormwood Scrubs.
Yeah.
Which is what snails do to worms. Jesus Christ. Anyway, that was Gardener's World, everyone.
That was quite on topic, actually.
Sorry, let's go to that and then A Year in the Life.
Right, yeah.
After that was The Young Generation.
Oh.
Glen Campbell sings.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Glen Campbell sings. He is the U Certificate Midnight Cowboy. Isn't that hilarious?
That's nice.
The U Certificate Midnight Cowboy.
That works.
He is a lion for the camp.
I'm a lion as a dentist, so you're qualified for the job. I do your teeth, my name is Keith, and then I'm gonna eat you up.
Perfect.
There you are.
I love it.
Hey, is that Weird Al Yankovic? I found the sound you've been
doing. We're better than you.
It's your cousin. Weird.
Normal.
Normal.
Normal. Jill.
Jill.
Wank on stilts.
Wank on stilts.
Yeah, Rumpel Stiltskin. Stilts. Right, there's that. I wish they'd shut up next door. Because it's supposed to be soundproof booth.
Yeah.
And also, readers, be turned up. Two of the bloody headphones aren't working.
Yeah.
We pay good money for this. Yeah. Well, your money we pay.
Keep it down, Brian and the Snails.
Yeah.
We need a broom to bash on the thing. Yeah. Anyway. That's quite loud.
It's quite loud. Sorry if that's bothering you.
Sorry about that. But that's Brian and the Snails.
Yeah.
We made them up and they are real.
They exist.
Anyway, after The Young Generation featuring Glen Campbell, the U Certificate Midnight Cowboy, it'd be great if he was a Certificate 18 Cowboy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the line out to get cunt.
Yeah. Everybody's wanking at me.
That's Harry Nilsson. Yeah. He done. Galveston, now Galveston.
I fucking hate the concert. That's
number two.
Yeah.
After that was 30 Minute Theatre, which we've already had 30 Minute Theatre before, but this one's called Aggers and Totters.
Lovely.
Back to Nature. This sounds as annoying as it... Aggers and Totters, try roughing it together. Oh. Imagine. Okay, Aggers, yes, Totters. They're going to go camping. Are you never done that before, ever.
Are you going to pitch the tent? No, it's just where my trousers rock up. Yes,
The tent hasn't pitched up at all. Well, it's because we didn't bring our butler with us, did we, Aggers? Etc. And they both get killed.
Yeah. So get some water from that stream. Well, they don't have sparkling.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it sparkling. Blowing razzies. This is not bad. It's got fish in it as well. Frogs spawned and cabin and trolleys and oh dear. Anyway, that's the end of our thing. Bye.
Yeah.
And that was 30 Minute Theatre there with Aggers and Totters roughing it together. I could see it as well and I hate it. Anyway, after that was a Midnight Movie.
Oh, yeah.
In a movie, it's called The Bank Dick.
Oh.
The Bank Dick.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a W.C. Fields film. So
yes.
That's maybe why you heard
yes,
it.
Yes, I have. Yeah, seen it. Yeah.
It's really funny as well. It says this, a small town layabout who accidentally foils a bank raid, because he does. He's like, I think we're fine, doing all that, and then suddenly he helps them by accident.
Oh, nice.
And then he becomes a member of their gang. It's really good fun.
Perfect.
Mr. Copter.
I love a bit of W.C. Fields.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, really do. After that, of course, was Disco 2. Tommy Vance is back.
Hey,
and he's meeting Fleetwood Mac.
Lovely.
It's all right,
lovely
isn't it?
Stuff.
1970 Fleetwood Mac, so that's like...
So that'd be post-Peter Green. Yeah. Probably like Future Games period. Yeah.
Yeah,
or maybe Peter Green might still be there by then, actually.
When was Albatross? Albatross!
That was 69. So yeah, Peter Green still be there. So they'll be doing...
Yeah, that fucking Brian and the Snails. Yeah, anyway. That would have been cool. And then after that was Closed Down.
Fair
but
enough.
Why? But why would you be watching?
Why
any of
would you be watching
any
of
watching
that?
Episode 4 of Doctor Who, which of course begins as usual with the gag reel from David Attenborough's Life on Earth. What's really good in these ones is they don't do the 4-minute recaps.
No,
it's
straight
it's
into
swifter,
it, which
is
quite
true.
Nice.
Yeah,
although
they
do have a 30-second.
It's just setting
thing.
The tone, isn't it? I like that.
Yeah,
it's good setting fun. The tone. Yeah.
So as we and when we last found ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, the Doctor was on all fours with Benton with his rifle sticking near his head. He's going to be shot, but the death's postponed. So it's all
thank
fine.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Imagine that, if it bang.
Yeah.
And then just credits in silence.
And then there's just, 4.5 episodes of him
getting buried.
Yeah.
Being constantly
or
buried.
Saw him up in a bar.
Yeah.
Measuring his heart on scales, selling it down the butchers. Yeah.
Horrible.
Wurzel Gummidge comes in and borrows his head.
Like, oh, you're all getting done.
I'm not even doing it. So yeah, the death is postponed.
Yeah.
And then the Doctor goes, well, I'll fix and repair the computer then if you're not going to kill me. And they go, yes, and a shift in tone will allow that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What I really like about episodes 4 and 5 is you've got Starman, you've got Sutton, you've got the Doctor, and you've got 4 people who all say this every time. Now see here, and then do something, and then I'm in charge, and then if you do that, it'll blow. Now see here, I'm a blow. You're in charge. I'm in control. Now see here, it's just that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always at that level of screaming.
Oh, Sutton's
like, for God's sake.
Because it's a constant rumbling all the way through, isn't it? There's always
Which seems to me that ever since Stallman first even began the project, it was going wrong.
Oh my God. Stallman's idea was to try and get like energy from just throwing grenades at
it's just anything,
in
isn't
a crash.
It?
Yeah. And he was like, well, why isn't this working?
And he's surrounded by scientists, a Time Lord, an auxiliary person who all go, this is really dangerous, it's going to blow up. And he's like, hey, we must continue.
How did he?
What's wrong with
you? When did he start? That's what I want to know. When was his first thing? Like, well, I'll try and get this gas from underneath the Earth's crust that I assume. Is there? There's no evidence.
I'm named after myself.
That's Starman's gap.
Presumptuous.
Everyone's going, look, we're not saying stop, we're just saying slow down. No, faster! Yeah, more dangerous!
We set an arbitrary time limit on all of this for no reason. Bizarre.
Yeah, it's either that or there's someone saying, well, I warned you.
Yes, there's lots of all that. Damn it, listen to me! It's all this. The doctor suggests creating a reverse vortex to ease the pressure. Mm-hmm. And that sort of scientific doctor babble that only the doctor can do.
Yeah.
And so after minutes of, now see here, and he's a traitor, now see here, you, and listen to me! All of that.
Yeah.
The doctor says, look, stop drilling, you're all in terrible danger. Mm-hmm. And they go, no, we're going to carry on! It's like, for the love of fuck. Mm. So he warns them. But they just completely ignore him, and they decide to stick him in prison for a bit.
Yeah,
which we'll get to.
Yeah,
Which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. There's some more. Now see here and listen to me.
Yeah.
From Sutton and Shaw and Stallman. I give the orders. You don't order me. Now see here. It's just endless this, and it cuts to the doctor. Oh, yeah, before being taken to the cell, he gets interrogated by Shaw and the brig.
Yeah.
Now, this is classic interrogation, which is tied on a chair with a light shining in your face.
Love it.
There's a bit where the doctor's like, please, no more. Really? Really? Because
well,
all they do is go, what's your name? Where are you from? We'll ask you again.
Yeah.
I can't take it, don't believe me. It looks like he's cracking under pressure.
Yeah.
This is a fucking table lamp.
Do you think like he can see out the window and they're dismantling Bessie? They're like,
do you reckon that's what it is?
Yeah.
Or they've got there's a bouncy castle out there and pogo sticks and he's just like
I reckon it's that picture of that man who was wearing the the lady's underwear and having sex with a Range Rover.
Right.
He's out there with Bessie.
He's like, I wanted to do that.
Don't do that to Bessie.
I wanted to do that. So hang on, there's loads of people in underwear with every mode of transport.
Yeah.
Going around in circles, like wacky races. He's like,
everyone's driving a hovercraft and waving at
him. Yeah. There's a hot air balloon just going up. Wave it. Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
So they're like, tell us who you are. And Brig and Liz are brilliant in this.
Oh,
so really insistent, good. Really nasty.
Yeah.
It's really good fun. But the doctor's all like, please let me rest. You've done nothing. They've sat you down in the comfy chair and shone some bloody light at you.
Did we establish how Brigade Leader lost his eye?
No, I don't think. Oh, do we?
I don't think we do.
And is it like in the Android Invasion, and someone just told him he'd lost his eye, and he's never checked underneath, and so he just.
Yeah. I reckon the nature of his character would be he probably took it out in boredom.
Yeah? I'd like to see where Liz is getting changed, and he's goes up to the keyhole and just lifts it up.
Hey, readers.
See you next week, readers. Yeah.
His eye's really big.
Yeah.
Really perfect working eye. Yeah. Like a see through time.
Oh,
and this is the one where she puts a little breadstick through the keyhole. Oh! Now I need it for real! Yeah, perfect. This is probably the episode where she's dyeing her hair black.
Yeah.
Bending over the sink. He's like, he's got a little eye patch over his bum.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a little poo-poo.
Yeah, takes it off.
Yeah, takes it off. Do you think he takes it off and slides it across?
Oh, like a...
Slide across.
Like the doctor is in kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like one of those kind of like... one of those frozen yogurt machines.
Like... This, I was thinking a bit like that. Like, you know, this room's busy.
Yeah.
Like a vacant engaged sign. Do you think it just slides across or do you think it takes the angle of the cheek? What do you think?
You know, write in if you know.
Yeah.
Please write in.
But
we cannot
diagrams
return your letters. And, and do draw all your pictures of what you think the brigadier is. Sorry, he's not the brigade leader.
Brigade leader.
Bum patch.
It's be Blue Peter.
Like.
They'll be like, well, we asked viewers last week to send in what they think the brigade leader's anus looked like. Well,
and we got quite a lot of letters.
Unfortunately, we can't show any of them.
Please don't send any more. Yeah, BGTV has been flooded.
Biddy Baxter's going mental.
We've had quite the response that we really weren't expecting. 4,000 mailbags full of anuses. Drawn by kids all over the UK. Far too much. Oh, dear.
Technically, each one of these is considered a crime. So
every child in the UK has somehow committed a crime. And we have counted them, and there is one from every child in the UK. Yeah. Everyone's done it.
It was an off-the-cuff comment. I didn't expect you to do it.
Off-the-cuff comment on Pebble Mill that has gone terribly out of hand.
Please stop them.
Please stop this.
Biggie Baxter is crying.
It actually becomes a news item. BBC is full of pictures of the brigade leader's arsehole.
Valerie Singleton has been crushed under the mountain of anuses.
You have to have Nicholas Courtney going on telly to appeal to people. Stop.
Please stop.
Like Ringo Starr. Please, a lot. Stop sending
it. I'm not signing any more anuses. Stop. Peace and bloody love.
It gets to the point where they're literally public burnings. another bin fire of anuses.
It's like BBC technicians wearing those like hazmat suits with a flamethrower.
We're trying to find the original picture.
It's like Harry Potter, and he keeps getting those invites.
Yeah.
Shooting through the chimney.
Shooting at his ass. Yeah. You're not a good actor, Harry, but you will later on. You'll all grow into it.
I have to call it Anus Gate.
Yeah, well, it would be Anus
Bum Gate.
Bum Gate.
Anus Gate. Patch Gate.
Patch Gate.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Do you remember Patch Gate? Yeah, no, tell me more. After. Don't tell me anymore. Is that what really happened, Dad? Yep. Yeah.
They all got buried. They all happened. Lined with lead and buried under Westminster
myself.
Abbey.
In fact, I've still got it. It's in the attic. No,
John,
Dad, don't.
Remember when John Nose climbed to the top of the pile of anus without any rigging?
So many of them.
So brave.
Yeah, he climbed to the top.
Yeah.
And they had one sort of omni arse, like almost like the Eye of Sauron, looked over London, looking for the anus pictures.
Hasn't Nelson's Colony wearing an eye patch, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
He is. Yeah.
It all goes full circle.
There you go. It goes full circle.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about full circle. Yeah.
We better not.
No.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, the doctor's being interrogated.
Yes.
Then he has a little rest, which is fine. And then he's taken to the security cells, and there's someone in the next cell who's just like in bed, like, grumble, grumble. And the doctor's just goes,
Labs, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Little. the doctor sort of gives him a cursory glance, but then ignores. And then he's trying to interrogate him again.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a kind of lovely little bit where the doctor goes to Liz and goes, look, please, I beg you, what I'm telling you is true. And she sort of almost goes, almost maybe there's a grain of something in there, but she's not quite ready to believe him.
Yeah.
But she's starting at this point to go more towards the doctor's side.
Mm. Yeah.
The brigade leader is never going to do
that. No.
And his arc is spectacular, which John will come to later.
So good.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So Liz then switches tactics with him, which is really good fun. She turns on the charm with him.
Yes.
And the doctor sees her immediately. He goes, oh, I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Very nice. You know, she's literally giving him a blowjob. He's like, no.
Go on then.
But go on, which is hilarious. So he says he ain't falling for that. Mm-hmm. He ain't falling for that. He calls it a 7.4. It's a police procedure.
Yeah, I love it.
Trying to do a 7.5, are you? Love it.
Like he knows all of them.
Because nobody can question that. They go, probably is something called that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so much fun. And then she calls him, she sort of says, oh, I know what you are. You're some sort of like eco-hippie type.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks like that, doesn't he? He's like, fuck that. Yeah. Right off. If there's one thing I'm not, is that. I'm a petrol head through and through. Literally. The doctor's favourite thing to do was be to probably take an orchid and put petrol in it and then fucking fly it. He's certainly not an eco-hippie.
You know what hairspray uses and stuff as well? It's like
two cans.
Yeah,
two
cans. Every day.
That's to do his voice. So his larynx is like... I mean, hair, he literally goes to Esso and just puts the mods on.
He's got quite a mod haircut in this one, hasn't he?
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, he looks really good in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking really good in this.
Famously, they say that his bouffant gets bigger and bigger, doesn't he, as he goes on, whereas
it's quite tight in the early ones.
Yeah, I like it.
He's not too bouffanted, is he?
Looks like it could be in the small faces.
Nice.
Yeah, it really does. Mm-hmm. I'll try and do one of their songs as him, but I couldn't.
It's all so beautiful.
There you go. beautiful show. Anyway, Liz goes, all right, I didn't get you that time, and leaves him. Now the doctor sits in his cell by himself. He goes, how are you, old chap? And the guy just ignores him. The doctor says, oh, I'll have a bit of a kip. But you'd see a hairy blue arm fall out of the air.
You'll go blind.
He has already. Out of the wonderful army surplus standard blankets that you always have. That particular grey blanket.
Oh, it's
in everything. No,
so
I love
scratchy.
Them.
You think it's
really itchy, scratchy.
Really pure itch, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. So there's no chat.
No.
And then we cut to, oh, now we do a back to our universe.
The sound effect's wonderful. I'm sure they used it in The Young Ones once.
Oh really? Yeah. Do you think it was just borrowed?
Yeah. Don't look at me. I'm irrelevant.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's the same sound effect.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time it happens, it makes me laugh.
This is really cool. So now we're now back to where we originally started.
Yeah.
Let's call it the good parallel.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a good place. Yeah. And basically, everyone's just looking for the doctor. Can't find out where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, it's all, now see here, and I'll tell you, don't you tell me what to do, now see here. It's all of that, which is hilarious. Starman is getting very close to penetration zero.
Hello.
Oh.
God blimey.
Bert would have liked that. A couple of drinks.
Bert would have loved Doctor at this point.
Yeah,
penetration zero, God blimey. Doris.
He'd have turned into a full primoid, wouldn't he? Oh,
hairy-handed primoid.
Primoid already, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
In all but name.
Yeah.
I reckon once Doris got him into his birthday suit, he was blue.
Oh, yeah.
From chillblains and covered in hair.
Green hands.
Yeah. I mean, that was his basic,
Setting.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Basic setting. So, yeah, they're trying to find the doctor, but they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Starman's getting close to penetration zero, which is hilarious. So Keith goes, I've had quite enough of all this. I'm off to the minister to report my misgivings.
Mm.
Starman's like, you can go, I'm in charge. No, see here. There's loads of that.
So, love it.
So Keith is just nothing but reasonable. Mm. He said, well, now, you know, and he even says, well, I'll go to the ministry, but, you know, they bloody love him.
Mm.
You know, he loves the smell of his farts.
Luckily.
Except Keith wouldn't say that.
No.
You know, did you like the smell of mine? No. Quite right.
So Keith would say blow-offs.
Yes. Fluffy guffs. So he leaves. We'll cut back to him a little bit later.
Oh, hello.
And meanwhile, we cut back to the evil universe.
And it's all very clear, isn't it? It's like you go, oh, I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Very, very well done. Yeah.
Now we've got the scientist who's the doctor's next to wakes up. And it's all, and the doctor's like, fucking hell. And then, this is cool, just opens the bars.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it looks really good for Doctor Who, and then chases him.
Yeah.
And the doctor then just runs away. How the doctor managed to run away, because he's in a locked cell.
Yeah.
Does he go back through the bent bars? I don't know. Because it just cuts to the doctor just pegging it outside.
Maybe he manages to do that.
Or maybe he realizes he's on a film set, so there's no bars where the camera is. Now there's typical wonderful Pertwee Who, which is running and running.
Yeah.
And picking up fire extinguishers.
Yeah,
as
everywhere.
We've now established, which are everywhere. I'd imagine if it rains fire extinguishers. In autumn, all the fire extinguishers fall off the trees.
Yeah.
Just brilliant. So they're having a good old run around. And there's about two or three scientists now that have all been infected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is hilarious. The doctor sneaks into the back of a Land Rover to escape. and then is driven off, which is hilarious. And the doctor finds in the back of the Land Rover a hazmat suit.
Perfect.
Which he puts on to avoid detection.
Yeah.
And then he joins a technical crew
who
are probably there to try and do pipe coolants and bits and bobs to help with the problem. The fact that this centre is permanently overheating or is going to blow up.
Mm.
I think, because they never really tell us why.
No.
But it is brilliant, because now when the doctor comes back to the base, he has a big fight, but he's in a hazmat suit. And everyone's in a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
And you have no idea who is who.
No.
And you're just going,
One person gets swapped out for another person, and you sort of still can't work out who's won the fight or anything. It's really weird.
It's just so bizarre. Yeah. So there's a massive fight with four people in hazmat suits, and you don't know what happens until finally Sutton just takes a fucking hood off.
Yeah,
all right, now I'm placed with you two. And the doctor is going, you must stop this now. It's going to be calamitous. Starman's like, fuck you, it's going to go on.
Yeah.
Sutton is now immediately on the side of the doctor and going, listen to him, he's a scientist. And they're all like, we're going ahead. And we have all during this, it's really cool, there's a countdown going 10, 9, 8, and suddenly there's a big fight with the hazmat suits. A weapon is found on the floor.
Yeah.
Starman picks it up, points it at the doctor's head as we get to 3, 2, 1.
So good.
I think that's the best cliffhanger of.
Because doesn't it also cut to the credits? and then you hear one.
Yes.
It's so good. So it's like 3-2 credits. You're like, oh, maybe we'll stop it. And then he goes, one. And you're like,
they got carried away because then the next show is the news, and then it just goes, minus one, minus two. It doesn't stop till close down. At that point, minus 7,944. And they're trying to do the shipping forecast. It gets really weird. Anyway, that was Doctor Who part four. Now we're on part five. So where were we? Yes, the base is shuddering and shaking, and there's a big kaboom explosion, so much so that Starman sort of immediately forgets to shoot the Doctor. It's all we almost wobble a bit.
Whoa. Yeah.
So now the Doctor pegs it, which is what Doctors should always do. The drill is overheating, but it's always been fucking overheating. The Doctor, now with Sutton's pretty much now on the Doctor's side now for the rest of the episode.
He's like,
he's my man. I trust him implicitly, which is really good. But during episode 4 and 5, his relationship with, is it, what's she called? Dr.
Petra.
Miss
Williams.
In the Goody universe, she's very buttoned up and tight and like, you know, and in this one, she's sort of, she's a scientist now, isn't she? Not an assistant.
Yes.
In both universes, he's sort of wearing her down with his charm. Really quite sweet.
It is weird that it's basically they're all the same people are there, but they all have different roles in this parallel universe, which is quite lucky. Would you
think? Yeah. Isn't Sutton the same though?
Sutton is the same.
Sutton is the same.
He is the same. Because there's a bit later on where the Doctor realizes
also Starman.
Starman's the same. Yes, absolutely.
In the evil one, hasn't he got a beard?
He's no beard, and he had those little like square glasses that are very cool.
In the good universe, he's got a beard.
He's got a beard.
That's it.
He turns into Jeff Tips.
That's PG Tips. So what happens is the Doctor and Sutton take matters into their own hands. They go into the main drill central chamber to close valves.
Very fun.
But some more hazmat suit people turn up and there's another fight.
Yeah.
And the Doctor and Sutton just flee. Starman remains. Reminds, and not only does he remain, he locks the central heat door and stays in there by himself.
What's
willingly? Occasionally now, he kind of looks wistful into nothing and goes, and then controls it again with his white gloves on.
It's like
he's got green hairy hands. But werewolf there, werewolf. Absolutely. So now there's massive seismic disturbances. Not only around the base, but also reported all around the UK. There's phone calls coming in like, oh, and Towers is fucked.
Just like in when we did the Seeds of Doom, and they were saying like, there's a woman strangled to death by her own pansies.
So there's all of that going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Reports in Wales that a bloody pit has been full of shit. And Arthur Kitt's there as well. And she's...
People going, I just shat myself. Like, has that got anything to do with...
No, but it's an emergency, Maya, So there's lots of reports coming in from all around the UK of shudders and all sorts of horrible things. Yeah. It's all because of bloody Starman and his incessant drilling of the Earth's core.
And his gas. He just wants his gas.
He wants his gas. But now he's sort of... His raison d'etre have changed. Well, they're sort of the same in the sense we must persist.
Yeah.
But now he's been slowly sort of taken over, isn't he?
As
the... What's the name of the creatures? I always forget.
The Primords.
Their big thing is just to be hot, isn't it?
Yeah, they love being hot.
They love being hot.
So they probably should go like, you know, Tourmaline also be perfect for them, wouldn't
it? Go and live with those cats in Greece.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Go just live near the equator.
Yeah.
Have fun.
A lovely time. Yeah, no, they want everything to be hot, don't
they? They want everything to be hot, don't they?
Yeah.
All themselves.
So they should have just come back in 2023 in the summer.
Yeah.
And the rate it's going soon, then we'll all be, what they called? global warming.
Back in the summer, which is now bloody October.
I think you'll find it's. I mean, it's 13 degrees today, thank God. But it's October. Yesterday was 22. I mean, come on, BBC. The Doctor is now worrying everyone. He's warning everyone that it's just now doomsday. He's like, this is it. You've gone too far. It's all going wrong. The disturbances around the world cannot be stopped now. The computer is overheating and ruined. They need to try and seal the shaft, but that's almost impossible. The Earth's core will engulf the planet. It's the end. We're all doomed.
We're all doomed.
Basically.
He's like computers, does he, John Pertwee? He's like, I will use a computer occasionally if I need to. But I don't like
Unless he's reversing a polarity of something.
Yeah.
And then he ain't
I'm surprised that didn't come up in this story. Reverse.
So surprised.
Yeah.
So
at one point he says reverse, and I was thinking, here we go.
No. Yeah. Reverse your pants are on the wrong way around.
Reverse the milk.
Reverse your eye patch. And what's on the other side? A little Polo mint sellotape. When the brigadier gets hungry.
I reckon it's all his lines.
Yeah.
His idiot board is inside his head. Really hard to read.
Yeah.
It's too close. Anyway, so the doctor says, look, it's the end and we're all going to die and there's nothing that can be done. I can probably escape. And they all go, well, that's not happening. And he goes, well, I can escape back with my time machine. And they're like, we don't even still believe that. And he's like, and then they go, well, can you take us? And the doctor goes, oh, no.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, why not? He goes, well, the time continuum will all be fucked up. And they're like, we still don't believe you. And the doctor's like, no, I must insist. Only I could escape. And the Briggs like, well, fuck that. For all the soldiers in the world, I'm coming with you. Liz is sort of like softening now and going, let's go and check out and see if what he's saying is true.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Which is what they do. They go and they have a little look, which is hilarious. The Briggs, having none of it, pulls a gun on the doctor
and
says, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to shoot you now. Fuck. And the doctor goes, look, why don't I give you a demonstration?
Mm-hmm.
So he does, and he briefly dematerializes. Yeah. And then he rematerializes, and they're both agog.
Which feels like a
utterly
wasted
agog.
Opportunity, I'd say.
To escape.
To escape.
Yeah. To escape, yeah. To the next parallel universe. Yeah.
But everybody's a can of lilt.
Everyone's a can of lilt, and they're trying to drill to the centre of the Earth
to get more lilt.
To get more lilt.
To get more lilt. Everyone's made of lilt. They are lilt. The floors are lilt.
Yeah.
They're lilt.
Yeah.
So it's just a big.
It's raining
can
lilt.
Of lilt.
It's
raining. Hallelujah.
The only word they can say is lilt.
No.
The doctor has no idea.
And then Dr. Who ends it up and he just goes, totally tropical. That was that episode.
He's like, is this bad or lilt? Lilt.
Lilt, lilt, lilt. Everything is lilt.
Lilt!
Lilt!
Now lilt, lilt, lilt.
The TARDIS dematerializes. It's wonderful.
Where were you, Doctor? First I was in a fascist state, and then just everything was lilt.
Everything was made of a fizzy pineapple drink dough. Fucking horrible. Why? There's no vodka to go with it.
Yeah.
basically, the Doctor does a demo and disappears, comes back, and they're like, this is pretty covered in lilt.
Don't
covered in lilt. Lilt episode. It's brilliant.
They covered that with John Hurt, didn't they, that episode?
Yes.
The Lilt Doctor.
The Lilt Man.
Yeah.
The
Lilt Man.
Pleased to meet you. Totally tropical taste.
I'm not an animal, I'm a can of lilt.
I'm not an animal, I'm a fizzy drink. Michael Effick shakes him.
Yeah.
His head fizzes off.
He just wants to sleep like
Andy
a normal
Hopkins
person.
Cries.
Yeah.
Lilt.
I love lilt.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on.
Sorry. So they now believe him. And the brigadier leader says, well, I'm coming with you. The doctor insists, no, we cannot. It will create a paradox in the time continuum.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Stallman is shouting and screaming on the intercom. And they go, oh my God, Stallman's in there. Mm-hmm. And they go, should we let him out? And you go, why are you doing that decision? So they let him out.
Yeah.
And he comes out all, unga bunga, me love Doctor Who. And so the heat shields up. And now we suddenly, with all that, you're like, what's going to happen? We cut back to lovely universe.
Yeah.
So Keith's on his limo.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
On his way home to report to the minister. Mm-hmm. And after a while, he's like, well, this is the normal way that I go. The way that I go is festooned with Corgel. And the driver's like, I've been instructed by Stallman to take you on a merry old goose chase.
Yes.
And I thought he was going to kill him, but he's not. It's just, now I'm going to delay you.
Mm. Yeah,
by
going
down all
but
the
then
B
he fesses
roads.
Up and then apologises. Sorry
yeah,
about
he
this.
Goes, sorry. Yo. Well, he's like, I'm doing what Stallman said, doff.
So literally, up until the second he was called on it, he was going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I'm awfully sorry, yeah. This is my plan. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to drive you around this roundabout for about 2 hours.
Maybe go around this roundabout.
Dizzy. I'm very dizzy, you know.
We've been in this queue for the drive through.
Ridiculous. So he's been ordered by Stallman to delay him.
Yeah.
Then they're having a bit of a conflict, but suddenly the car it appears to crash. And it's like a screech bright light, and we cut back to evil universe.
Yep.
Everyone that is infected is while running around going.
It's so fun.
The doctor has gathered everyone into one of the control rooms. Yep. So he's there with the brig. He's there with Sutton. He's there with the science. Everyone's there. Yeah. And the doctor says, I've got a plan. I can save the day.
Yeah.
As he's about to tell them, the window smashed to the lab. Hairy hands come in. Yeah. The doctor looks Finn. End of part 5.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
So
can it
good.
Get any better?
It's so good.
Wow.
Do you have correspondence for not that people know that it's a a bisected story. I'm not sure if they did, but they're like, it's purely for episode 5.
Well, if they listened to our previous, they would know now that this is very much our thing. Till we get bored of it.
Okay, so.
You're just saying the same TV listings over and over again.
Correspondence. Bobby Peru says, my favourite ever Doctor Who story. Real comfort blanket stuff. The end shot of the parallel universe story arc where it's overwhelmed by lava is brilliantly realised.
Mm.
Yes, everyone really is going to die horribly. Of course, the addition of Benton transforming into the bastard love child Dave Lee Travis and Spit the Dog is just the gravy on an already delicious meal. 100 prime awards out of 100.
Ooh, wow. What, 100?
Tim Coleman. The UK is a fascist republic. Seems familiar. In his lap. Taps pen on desk. In his lap, even. Too long and prime awards equal Oddbod from Carry On Screen. Evil goodies are ace. Bad Brig and Liz are like a sexy Italian film couple. 80 out of 100. Check label to ensure they're using the right fire extinguisher.
Brilliant.
And finally, Ben Thomas says, Inferno, in which the Doctor's ill-advised tinkering with the TARDIS console throws him sideways in time, landing him in the 2023 Tory Party conference.
Oh.
Nah, a bit of satire there. Doctor Who's Quatermass roots were never more prominent than in Season 7. Inferno echoes the evil parallel universe concept widely features across Star Trek franchise Mirror Mirror. The original Star Trek Mirror Universe story was first broadcast on the by the BBC on the 15th of June 1975 in the middle of Inferno's run.
Oh, wow.
The parallel universe plot was either... Parallel universe plot either was or wasn't added at a late stage to pad out the story, depending on who you asked on the production team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they're all dead now, so we'll never know. Apart from John Levine, obviously, but there's no point questioning that mathering old loon.
Oh,
you
God.
Might as well ask Nick Courtney's eye patch. Thanks, Ben.
Fair enough. But it is so true. Star Trek especially love a parallel.
They do.
I mean, if you ever saw Deep Space Nine, there's that entire bloody season.
They've got goatees and stuff.
Yeah, it's all evil.
Yeah.
And even in the new issue, they did all that with, oh, God, endless parallel.
Frances Barber, she's got an eye patch. And I think that's a reference, isn't it? It's an eye patch reference to the alternate
universe.
There you
go. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Well, thank you very much, you Weezers and Groaners, for the second part of our marathon that is Inferno. We'll be back with Mr. Jonathan Rayne at the helm.
Hello.
For episodes 6 and 7. And my God, I can't wait. Until then. Oh, hang on. What is it? Keep on being light-throated and tuneful, because this is the parallel universe one.
Of course.
Hello!
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 Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.